Well, one thing's for sure, when you talk about the three-year-old picture here in 2021, a lot of eyes will be focused on that Brad Cox barn because of the fact that he has the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Winner Essential Quality and so many other talented runners. And he is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network to preview some of those top-class sophomores, if you will. Brad, welcome, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know it's a busy morning for you, so I won't keep you really long here this morning. But I guess let's start with Essential Quality because we just heard that calling all three-year-old segment. He is the top juvenile of last year with that win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He is the likely Eclipse Award winner in that category. How good is this horse, and what's the upside here?
Well, you know, he is a very good colt. He proved that as a two-year-old. We're hoping he takes that next step from two to three. He's progressing nicely here at the fairgrounds. He's going to breeze tomorrow morning. Had a couple works under his belt, since the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, really doing well. Super excited about what he's shown us since his little freshening. And, we're pointing him right now for either the Risen Star or the LeComp. But, the Risen Star or the Southwest. But, the upside is, you know, the horse that could get us to the first Saturday in May with a real chance.
Well, and I know that's something that you have always coveted. The Fairgrounds put out a press release this week. It was an interview with you walking through some of the top horses. And one thing you said in there is that there are three things you would like to do in this industry. You haven't accomplished any of them yet, but I got a feeling it might be just a matter of time. What are those three things, Brad?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, starting out, if you could put together a career that was worthy of, get into the Hall of Fame, you know, obviously, hopefully winning an Eclipse Award, winning the Kentucky Derby, I think that'd be a full career, and it's a very hard thing to accomplish. But, you know, we were very blessed with a lot of nice horses, and hopefully at some point, you know, we can get to the Derby and not only get there, but, you know, be effective. So, very, very fortunate to have a very good group of three-year-olds this year.
Well, you didn't set that bar too high, did you?
No, I mean, you know, listen, I figure, you know, if you're gonna do it, you know, try to do the best of your ability, you get one shot to play the game. You know, you want to be there and do the best you can, and it, you know, just comes down to really just having really good horses and really good staff and really good clientele.
Yeah, well, I'll brag on you for a minute here. 1,477 career winners to date, more than $77 million in purse earnings for your runners. It has been a tremendous ride. You are well on your way to reaching those goals. Of course, the Eclipse Award, the Kentucky Derby, and that Hall of Fame still out there on the horizon, you would have to think, for trainer Brad Cox. When you talk about Essential Quality and you talk about his development, and we hear this a lot with young horses going from two to three, what are some of the key things, Brad, that you want to see to let you know that he might even be even better here in 2021?
Mike, honestly, you know, you just look for the horse from a trainer standpoint. You're just looking for the horse to, mentally still want to, you know, be there, be interested in his job, his training. Obviously, his works each week are vital to how he's developing and moving forward. Size, weight. He put on a good bit of weight there, say, the month of November and into December. So we're real happy with the way he moved, how he developed physically. So, you're just looking for positive and more of the same. I mean, he did nothing wrong as a two-year-old. So, you know, we just need to continue that, you know, the first part of this year and hopefully all year. But, you know, obviously our short-term goal is the Kentucky Derby and getting there. You know, I think right now we talked it over with the Godolphin team and we've talked about, you know, two races prior to the Kentucky Derby, and hopefully he earns his a slot in the gate. You know, he definitely needs to show up and perform. We got a big long road ahead of us. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's that far, but, you know, he still has to show up and run, but we've seen all the right things from him so far this year.
How much different is your approach and philosophy when you're talking about a veteran champion like Monomoy Girl, who's getting ready for her 2021 campaign? And by the way, great to see her back in training. How much different is that approach and philosophy on your part there?
I don't think the philosophy or the approach is much different. I think there's probably a little more question with a two-year-old or concern with a two turning three that accomplished so much as a two-year-old. I mean, it's no secret that oftentimes horses that show a lot as a two-year-old, you know, they may not show up and be as effective as a three-year-old. So there's always that question mark. Monomoy, obviously, more, I guess you'd say, accomplished and seasoned. So, you know, she's done it several years, and, you know, it sometimes horses, you know, they have their window, but, you know, we're hoping with Essential Quality that his window is not just, you know, the fall of 2021. He can carry that over to fall of 2020. He can carry it over to 2021.
What's next for Monomoy Girl? Where will we see her?
We're pointing for the Bayakoa right now. I've talked over with the Spendthrift team, and they are, you know, content with, you know, trying to get to the Apple Blossom as their short-term goal. And I think one race there at Oaklawn in the Bayakoa would probably make the most sense for trying to get her to the Apple Blossom in good order. It would just be the one race and then give her a little time between. She really appreciates the time between races. She showed that this past year, and she just seems to be a filly that really thrives off, you know, 7, 8, 9 weeks between races.
I want to bring up one other talented filly for just a minute here, and then I'll let you kind of take us through some of the other three-year-olds that people should keep an eye on in your barn this year. But Aunt Pearl, the Irish bred, who was just so good racing on the grass at Keeneland and you know, in the Breeders' Cup this year. Tell me a little bit more about Aunt Pearl and where we can see her again.
Yeah, it's possible. See her in the spring at Keeneland or Churchill. She's currently Paul Sharp's new fresh, and he broke her and prepared her for us as a yearling/two-year-old, and we picked her up last spring. You know, super talented filly with a lot of speed that's able to just basically run horses off their feet. She's an exciting filly, and we're hoping, you know, once again that we can you know, have a big year with her. You know, we've talked about Ascot with her with the camp, and that they seem to all be on board with that. But, you know, we would obviously need a race or two before we were to make that jump. So, you know, it's going to be fun. She's a very, very talented filly that we think, you know, just has a huge upside and be in it. It would be, you know, it would be neat to try an international race with her. It would really, you know, be a cool thing to try.
All right, talk about some of the other three-year-olds we should keep an eye on as we make our way toward the first Saturday in May.
Well, as far as colts go, Mandaloon's a very nice colt. We're pointing for the LeComp that actually breezed this morning here at the fairgrounds. Had a fantastic work. I think I had him in a minute and four-fifths for the 5/8, and he's doing extremely well. So I just, you know, think he could be a really good colt. We have Prate. He just broke his maiden going short. You know, we'll probably try him short one more time, but, you know, he's a colt with a lot of speed and into mischief colt as well. I have an exchange rate mare, homebred for Judd Mott, that's really, you know, stepped up and showed that he's super talented first time out. And we have a Caddo River. He's pointing for the he's pointing for the Smarty Jones at Oaklawn. He had a big work this morning and seems to be on go. He was second behind two nice colts twice on the Naira circuit, and then was able to break his maiden in nice fashion at Churchill and a one-turn mile. So I think, you know, he's a nice colt that's going to have a big future as well.
And how about on the filly side, Brad?
Yeah, we have some really good fillies as well. My travel column won the Goldenrod at the fall meet at Churchill. She was third in the Alcibiades for Larry Best's Oxo Stable. That filly is at the fairgrounds and training really well. Frosted filly. Coach was able to win the Rags to Riches and was third in the Goldenrod as well. She's a good commissioner filly that's actually at Oaklawn preparing for the Martha Washington, Sunpath, Junmont Homebred by Munnings. That's really good filly. We're going to look at either the Silver Bullet Day or the Martha Washington with her as well. But she's a good filly, and we got a solid group. Divine Comedy was a filly just recently broke her maiden for Godolphin that was able to carry her speed around two turns in what was her second start. So, you know, we have a good group of three-year-old fillies as well.
All right, Brad Cox, ladies and gentlemen. Brad, always appreciate the visit. Appreciate you making time for me. All the best with the Eclipse Awards, the Kentucky Derby, and eventually with that Hall of Fame. Good luck.
Sounds good, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.